is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran said Tuesday it had arrested an undisclosed number of suspects accused of playing a role in the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger jet last week that left 176 people dead. Adam Reed of Reuters has more.
Rouhani said Iran would punish all those responsible for what it has called the accidental shooting down of the jet, adding the tragic event would be investigated properly. Rouhani went on to give his assurance that something like this would not happen again and that his government were accountable to Iranian and other nations who lost lives in the plane crash. Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. France, Britain, and Germany have triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute, which, if no resolution is reached, could lead to a return to the UN sanctions it lifted. Reuters' Lucy Fielder, that is, has more.
France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism on Tuesday that amounts to accusing Iran of violating the deal's terms and could lead to snapback, a return to the UN sanctions that were lifted in 2015 when the agreement was signed. It's the strongest step the three have taken to enforce it. They said they wanted to prevent a nuclear proliferation crisis, adding to the escalating standoff between Tehran and Washington.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House of Representatives will vote Wednesday to send official impeachment charges to the Senate. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, that brings the start of President Donald Trump's historical impeachment trial one step closer to reality.
While meeting privately with House Democrats, sources say Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested voting tomorrow, a month after the House impeached the president on two charges. That will tee up a historic Senate trial, just the third on impeaching a president. And GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says his chamber will right the Democrats' wrong.
With seriousness and sobriety.
McConnell is not yet agreeing to Democrats' demands that the trial have new witnesses. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says all past impeachment trials did.
The American people know that a trial without witnesses and documents is not a real trial. It's a sham trial.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Polls suggest that the Democratic presidential nomination is up for grabs as six candidates prepare to debate in just a few hours. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
Extreme weather in parts of Pakistan over the past 3 days has caused at least 83 deaths, while dozens of other people are injured and some still missing. A spokesman for the National Disaster Management Agency, or authority that is, told VOA's Urdu service most of the deaths have been reported in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir due to heavy snow that caused avalanches. Senior officials in Pakistani Kashmir said at least 62 people died there, 39 of them in two avalanches. In Balochistan province, at least 20 people died due to heavy rains, while one person perished in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital Manila have been evacuated from the vicinity of the Taal volcano that has been belching lava, ash, and steam since it erupted Sunday. Taal last erupted in 1977. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.